With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some workers in the Biden administration are unhappy with the president's support of Israel in the war against Hamas. More of that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Earlier this week, Biden administration staffers held a vigil outside of the White House and called for a ceasefire in Gaza. After business hours on Wednesday, the staffers stood on Pennsylvania Avenue to protest ongoing support for Israel's military offensive. CNN reported more than three dozen people participated in the vigil. Earlier this month, there were media reports that White House interns sent the president a letter describing the Gaza situation as a genocide of the Palestinian people. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says she and other senators are pressuring the UN now to investigate sexual assault by Hamas. Ernst says the United Nations is the one organization that should be most concerned about the rights of Jewish women.
But the UN has really abandoned any facade of being a human rights group. You can't pick and choose when you are condemning horrible, abhorrent actions.
And Senator Ernst was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the porous southern border amounts to a national security crisis.
I mean, 7 million, roughly 7 million known border crossings illegally, at least 2 million gotaways.
A federal judge denies a request to halt the reintroduction of gray wolves in Colorado just hours before their predator scheduled release.
The industry alleged U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service failed to adequately review the state's plan to release up to 50 wolves in Colorado over the next several years. And while the case will continue, the judge's ruling allows Colorado to proceed with its plan to search for, capture, and transport up to 10 wolves from Oregon starting Sunday. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
This is SRN News. Target is in trouble again, Michael Harrington reports.
A petition drive has been launched against the giant retailer over its decision to sell nutcrackers and Santa Claus figurines wearing gay pride outfits and carrying rainbow flags. 1 Million Moms, a conservative organization, is urging Americans to sign the petition, saying, quote, Target has made a deliberate decision to display controversial products instead of wholesome ones at Christmas. The company was one of the first to embrace the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Preliminary designs have been released for an outdoor memorial to the 11 victims of the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue attack. The plans call for the memorial to be adjacent to the Tree of Life synagogue, scene of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Details are still being hammered out, but the design includes a garden and 11 sculpted forms of open books symbolizing the Book of Life in Jewish tradition. This is SRN News. A country loses its longtime leader. As Mike Thompson reports for the BBC, Kuwait's ruling emir has passed away.
Sheikh Nawaf al-Ahmad al-Jaber al-Subah was always destined for positions of power. The son of the 10th ruler of Kuwait, he was appointed at the tender age of 26, governor of the Kuwait governorate of Hawali, a major commercial center. He went on to hold a plethora of top jobs. In 2006, he was officially designated Crown Prince. Then in 2020, he was sworn in as Emir of Kuwait. His rule was marked by deep and long-standing political disputes, but the Emir was something of a peacemaker. The pardons he issued for dozens of dissidents were widely viewed as a step towards national reconciliation.
That report from the BBC's Mike Thompson. More details at srnnews.com.